261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. And oh, yeah. And look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he turned around and you chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to bear his name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, who are in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of them that trust in Christ Jesus say, Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man whom God has chosen to cause him to approach him, that he may dwell in the courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. And as usual, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh, yes, we do give thanks to God for you this morning. A few of you that are tuned in and have tuned in throughout the year, rather by internet or by radio, for the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen. We also welcome the preachers that are tuned in this morning, that are listening, you that will hear this message now, recording it, that you may hear it later. We welcome you. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with Christ in God. Oh, praise his holy name. It is so good to be back on the job, so good to be back in the vineyard, so good to be back to work again. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 30, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to draw some of you out of the darkness of religion and ask you to rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Our way, the truth that granted us this eternal life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, and the Spirit of the Lord says, "And it came to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God had driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey the voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into a land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above all thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou may live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee." Oh, praise be to his holy name. We praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord God Almighty once again this morning for another opportunity to be about the Father's business. It is so good to be gathered together with you all again. Oh, praise his holy name. And the Lord pressed upon my heart to always say at the closing of each message, to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll be back next week. Well, I'm back. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the Bible tells us to go now, ye that say, and today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue their year and buy and sell and get again. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live or do this or that. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15 declares, you know, speaking of a message, some of you noticed that We the Church message had three consecutive times in a row. Man, it was the Lord's doing. I had other plans, but the Lord said not so. You know, never before have we been instructed to air message three times. We the Church message was sent to awake the sleeping church. We the Church know that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither born nor free, there's not a male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 declares. The Bible tells us also, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 declares. And we, the church, the new creature, hold a great responsibility to do and say what is right and what is true. We the church, are told to walk uprightly and work righteousness and speak the truth in our hearts. Psalms 15, chapter verse 2 declares, but yet it is so apparent that we're reading from the same book, but not all of us are on the same page. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, we find in that book there are 68 verses in that book. That book talks about the blessings, talks about the curse, and it talks about all of these things in which that takes place. They shall be a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever. And the Bible tells us also that because thou refuse to listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. The Bible tells us, and thou shalt see in no more again, and there shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you. In other words, no man can take you out of what was destined for you because of sin. And the Spirit of the Lord was not talking about Egypt that was walking distance from Jerusalem, where their kinsmen were for 430 years. And the Lord said to Isaac, he spoke to Isaac's wife, Rebekah, and shared with her, and no doubt she said with him, two nations are in thy womb, and two men of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Genesis 25th chapter, the 23rd verse, and declares. And the Bible tells us, and the first came out red all over, like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. Genesis, the 25th chapter, the 25th verse. You see, we're all reading the same book, but we're truly not on the same page. Bible tells us that now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom, father of the Gentile nation. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. And Yahweh the Lord our God said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord has prompted me to be still right here for a moment. You see, the Lord God Almighty is judging the nations for 400 years certainly have passed, because it is apparent that he, with his strong right hand, is judging the nation. Yahweh, the Lord our God, is judging the nations with floods. He's judging the nations with fire. He's judging the nations with earthquakes. He's judging the nations with hurricanes. He's judging the nations with tornadoes. He's judging the nations with plagues.